Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Peya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches. So the previous Mishnah we learned, that if the owner started to cut his field, and the robbers finished off, there's no Chiyuv Peya, not even on the part that he cut. What if it's the other way around? Kitzeru listim chetzio, the robbers cut the first half of it. But kitzeru chetzio, and then for whatever reason the robbers left, and he wound up finishing off the field. If it happened in this order, the din is noisin peya, the balabas does have to give peya mimasha kotzar from what he cut, which is the second half of the field. He doesn't have to give for the first half. That was cut by the robbers. The Torah says only when you cut. But there's no reason he shouldn't have to give on the second half. He's cutting it. He's finishing off. He's supposed to stop and not finish off the whole field. And he's going to leave 1/60th of the second half. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Kotzer Chetzia, suppose he harvested, he cut half of the Tua, Umacher Chetzia, then he sold the other half. Sold it to another Yid. Sagt der Mishnah, Halokeach, this Yid that bought the other half, Nisim Peya Lakoyach, he's going to have to give Peya from his half, but for the entire field. So it would be a 60th of the entire field, including the first half that the Balabas cut. He's going to have the schus of this mitzvah. Let's use our imagination here a little bit for a moment. Suppose he comes to the Rav and says, okay, I accept the psak. It's a schus to give payah for the whole field, but can you tell me why? I only bought the second half of the field. Why do I have to give payah for the whole field? Now, what we're going to tell him is, when you negotiated the price of buying this second half of the field, after the Balabas himself cut the first half, the Yid who cut the first half, he understands. Someone is going to have to leave payah. And being that I'm not cutting the second half of the field, so you buy, you're the one that's going to leave the payah. So, Mamela, what am I selling you? I'm selling you this half minus the payah. We're assuming the price that you paid for the second half, because it's time you checked this out before you bought it, would have been whatever that tfuah is worth without completely cutting it. In other words, you bought the second half of the field minus 1/60th for the entire field, which is the pay that's going to have to be left. And that's the price that you paid. That price took that into account. So basically, you can't say now, oh, I didn't realize, why do I have to give pay on the whole field? You should have figured this to start with. There should have been an understanding that the price you're paying, and for all we know it probably was, took into account you're going to have to leave pay for the entire field. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter Kotzer Chetzia. Let's say he harvested half of the field. He cut half of the field. Then v'higdish Chetzia, he was magdish. He gave to Hegdish the other half. What's Hegdish going to do with it? Someone's going to come and redeem it. That's the din when you donate these kinds of things to Hegdish. So hapoide miyad hagizbar, the one who's going to redeem it from the treasure of Hegdish, hu noisin peya lakoil. Like the buyer of the second half, he too is going to have to leave over payah for the entire field. Because when you redeemed it, you knew whoever finishes off has to leave payah. So you redeemed it for whatever the value is. When you determined what the value is, it's what's the value of such a field where you have to leave over payah. So like in the first case, we're assuming that when you redeemed it from Hegdish, which is like buying it from Hegdish, you paid the value of a field minus the payah for the whole field. So you can't come and complain now. Okay, so chazing over Mishnah Ches. If the robbers cut the first half and he cuts the second half, then he is zoicha to give pay, but he only has to give pay on the second half. The first half is no shaychus there. So then what you cut, he didn't cut it. And then we have a case where the Balabas cut the first half and sold the second half. The one who buys it, he has to give pay for the entire field. Because we understand that the price that he paid for it took into account that he has to leave pay for the entire field. Now, if it was the other way around, if he first sold half, and then he cut the second half for himself, then each one's going to give pay on their chelik, because each one is on their own. You can't say that the one that bought it says, oh, well, I thought the Balabas was going to finish off, and he's going to give pay for the whole field. No, you bought half, so it's like, this whole field is yours. You have to leave your pay, and he leaves his pay. Same is true if someone cuts half, and then he's magdish the other half. Along comes a person who redeems it from the hands of the treasurer of Hegdish. He has to give pay for everything, because we assume when they assess the value of this field, which is what he is going to redeem the Hegdish with, it takes into account that you have to leave pay for the entire field. Now, I want to remind you what we learned earlier. This is assuming that he redeems it before it's cut. If it was cut when it was still in the property of Hegdish, then it's totally pater on peya, because the din is Hegdish is not mechuyev in peya.